This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things we've been talking about the past couple of days, along the general theme of it's just different now, is the disruption that's come to K-12 education and colleges and universities as well. That's a big deal for a whole lot of us, but we can't talk to y'all. We can, though, talk to the 10 people we introduced you to last month for our series, The United States of Work. 10 people we found who are a roughly representative sample of the American labor force. Derek Lindstrom is the dean of the School of Liberal Arts and Cultures at Minneapolis Community and Technical College. His wife, just for some context here, is a school librarian. Derek, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for checking in.
So I guess the first question has to be, what does a college administrator do when he doesn't have a college that's up and running that he's got to administrate?
Well, the last week's been a whirlwind, and we started the beginning of spring break last week when faculty were on spring break, planning for what it would look like if we couldn't deliver courses on ground by midweek. We'd move to we're not going to be able to do that. Yeah. Yesterday, I spent the whole day in virtual and face-to-face meetings with my faculty talking about the tremendous lift that they're going to be doing, converting what used to be face-to-face courses mm-hmm. to alternative delivery method. And then, of course, you know, the next questions are, once that gets going and gets moving, is what happens to the summer sessions, and what possible impact could this have on fall courses as well as enrollment? So there's plenty of work to do in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. You, as obviously you're an educator, you're stuck now with two kids at home, right? Doing their own homeschooling thing too.
Yeah. So, not only do I have two kids at home, in their district, they're a 1-to-1 district. So all students have devices, and they've worked really diligently in the past to ensure students without access to affordable internet in their homes, can be provided low cost internet, or, in my case, it's facilitated from the librarian. So my wife, Christina, made sure on Friday when her students left that all the students that didn't have access to internet at home had remote PUCs that would provide a Wi-Fi hotspot. And so only will I have two kids working from home, she'll be working from home. And my mother-in-law, who lives in the house, works from home. So the bigger question is, in the next few days, when I move to working from home, you know, will the internet infrastructure in our neighborhood be able to withstand that type of demand?
Right. No, for sure. And that's a question for everybody. You mentioned mother-in-law. She is, in theory, not a young woman, right? So there's that whole susceptibility thing you have to deal with as well.
Yeah. So both my mother-in-law and my father-in-law are in the categories that we're worried about. So we've been really diligent about making sure that we're following protocol about social distancing. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it sure will. These are stressful times. How is your stress level?
You know, I feel really fortunate. I had basically 8 hours of virtual meetings with my faculty that I'd been worried about. How do I support them? How can I lessen the stress that they have, because subsequently our students are feeling even more stressed. And then I'm a runner. And so regardless of whether, you know, the United States is on quarantine or not, no one's up at 4:45 in the morning anyways. And so I'm still able to manage to get my exercise in.
Which is oh so important. Derek Lindstrom, he's the dean of the School of Liberal Arts and Cultures at Minneapolis College, one of the 10 in our series, United States of Work. Derek, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking a minute in what I'm sure is a crazy, crazy day.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Kai.